It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut deeper.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake. Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Wakunja Hade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and Twin City Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. On today's show, in our sacred animal section of the show, Wendy Pilot will be talking about how 45 is once again killing animals who are already in danger and going extinct. We have a guest today, Matt Pelican, a DFL-endorsed candidate for the Minnesota Attorney General. We're really excited to have him here. And then, of course, my favorite part of the show, what does my elder think? We have my elder Choka, Curtis. He's going to give us a rundown on national Ho-Chunk and Native and national news. We are pre-America. We are the descendants of the people you couldn't kill off. For each week, we discuss on Native Roots Radio what is important to us. We talk about our sacred animals, native lands, and how their natural resources are in danger. We speak against pipelines that go through our native and treaty lands. We put out tobacco for our relatives that are suffering from alcohol and drugs. We support all language warriors that are preserving our language and way of life. We pray for our relatives that have gone through the Indian residential schools. Many have passed the trauma down, kill the Indian, save the man. To our missing and murdered indigenous Native women, you are not forgotten. My blood is as ancient as the earth I stand upon. I pre-exist America. This show is dedicated to those who fight back and give back to our people. We are the resistance. We are awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Neighborhood Cafe, good food and good friends, and also by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Wow. Thank you, Choka.
Howl.
All things are our relatives. What we do to everything we do to ourselves, all is one, Black Elk. I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy Pilot. Wendy has been an animal advocate for many years. She's a volunteer Minnesota State Council member for the Humane Society of the United States, and she works on animal issues at the state level. Tell us your name and welcome, Wendy.
Hi, everyone. My name is Hanaji Hihani, which means cares for them, and I was given that name by my Dega here, Curtis, so thank you as always, Curtis. You know, I have three articles in front of me, and they were written by Lisa Friedman, Kendra Pierre-Lois, Livia Albeck-Ripa, and Dari Fears, and I have to give them credit. One article is from White Wolf Pack, one article is from the Washington Post, and one is from the New York Times, and they're all dated July 2018, and they all have an article in them about how the Trump administration wants to strip the Endangered Species Act of key provisions, a move what conservationists say would weaken a law enacted 45 years ago to keep plant and animal species in decline from going extinct. And, you know, I find it kind of ironic that our 45th president wants to squash a protective law set in place 45 years ago.
Wendy, what exactly is the Endangered Species Act, and what does it do?
The Endangered Species Act is one of the few dozen of U.S. environmental laws passed in the 1970s, and it serves as the enacting legislation to carry out the provisions in the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora. Designed to protect critically imperiled species from extinction as a consequence of environment, economic growth and development untempered by adequate concern and conservation. The ESA, which is The Endangered Species Act, was signed into law by President Richard Nixon on December 28, 1973. The U.S. Supreme Court found that the plan intent of Congress in enacting the ESA was to halt and reverse the trend toward species extinction at whatever the cost. The act is administered by two federal agencies, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Commerce Department's National Marine Fisheries Service.
Wendy, how can losing provisions of the ESA hurt us?
You know, Trump wants to roll back the Endangered Species Act, and 10 animals are in immediate danger of extinction. We'll talk about those 10 animals in just a second. Since it was passed 45 years ago, the Endangered Species Act has protected thousands of plants and animals that humans have pushed to their habitat, through their habitat, and driven close to extinction. Today, there are more than 2,300 plants and animals with protection status in the U.S. and abroad, with the Louisiana pine snake becoming the most recent just in May. But 2 weeks ago, President Trump's Interior Department proposed big changes to the ESA, part of the administration's sweeping rollback of what some view as burdensome regulatory red tape. The changes could end the practice of automatically providing future threatened species with the same protections endangered species receive, and new protections for threatened plants and animals instead determined by the species' individual conservation needs. And if implemented, the proposed changes would also allow officials to consider the economic impact protecting a species when enforcing the ESA. Republican lawmakers have admitted to curb the reach of the ESA for years, claiming it hurts businesses, especially mining, drilling, and lodging. And here are the 10 animals that might not be here today without the Endangered Species Act, and who will be in danger of extinction again with these proposed changes. Number one, the bald eagle. Two, American alligator, grizzly bear, American peregrine falcon, southern sea otter, humpback whale, the green sea turtle, the gray wolf, Florida manatee, and the California condor. You know, the ESA, the law that brought the bald eagle and the Yellowstone grizzly bear back from the edge of extinction, but which Republicans say is cumbersome and restricts economic development.
Huh. What are the conservatives saying, Wendy?
Conservationists who worry about changes, which they expected for months, say their fears have been realized. They decried numerous aspects of the proposal, including the removal of a requirement compelling federal agencies to consult with scientists and wildlife agencies before approving permits for ventures such as oil, such as gas, such as drilling and lodging. These regulations are the heart of how the endangered species is implemented. Imperiled species depend on them for their way of life, says Jamie Rappaport Clark, who was director of the Fish and Wildlife Service under President Bill Clinton. Clark is now president and chief executive of the Defenders of Wildlife, a nonprofit advocacy group.
Wendy, what's the bottom line? What can people do?
You know, unfortunately, the sweeping changes being proposed by the Trump administration include provisions that would undercut the effectiveness of the ESA and put species at risk of extinction. Clark said the signal being sent by the Trump administration is clear. Protecting America's wildlife and wild land is simply not in their agenda. So it's time to write, it's time to email your representatives and vote, vote, vote. You know, there's this little kind of a little video on the internet. I don't know who has seen it. I should put it up on our Facebook page. And it's a little cartoon character of this man walking through the earth. And as he's walking through the earth, he's kicking a snake, and the snake turns into snake boots. And he's putting, drilling for oil, and the oil is going all over the earth, and it's desecrating land and animals. And he's putting up all these buildings and all the smokestacks, and he's ruining the air. And that's how I feel that 45 is behaving. He's kind of, you know, we're not in the Paris Agreement anymore. He doesn't really believe in renewable energy or climate change. And I just feel that...
He's filled the swamp. I think one of the interesting things for me prior to 1973, there were only 100 recorded bald eagles in the United States. Mm-hmm. 100.
Yeah.
And we're going to be looking at numbers like that with all our sacred animals because of all this...
Exactly.
Filling the swamp with money.
Yep. So, you know, if he wants to build a road somewhere and there's, you know, 10 eagle nests, and we all know that eagles stay in those nests for many, many years upon years, he'll just bulldoze over those, you know, trees and, you know, kind of the hell with the eagles and let them go elsewhere and
under the guise
and build his road. And that's why he wants to end provisions for... the Endangered Species Act, because it's getting in his way,
right,
of economic growth,
right,
and development. So
not just land use, but the chemicals too.
Oh, absolutely! Know, oh my gosh!
Poison the earth and the animals.
Absolutely.
That's our next guest, who is just speaking, Matt Pelican, DFL endorsed candidate for Minnesota Attorney General. We'll be right back after this short message.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
The Neighborhood Cafe is a locally owned and operated business and proud sponsor of I'm Awake. Enjoy a great happy hour Tuesday through Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. with specials on food and drinks. The Neighborhood Cafe serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all made from scratch daily. Located next to O'Gara's in St. Paul off Snelling and Selby, stop in and try one of their specialty sandwiches or delicious burgers paired with a local craft beer. More at theneighborhoodcafe.com.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Native-owned Meg Mechanical is your local heating, ventilation, and air conditioning professional. Meg has the experience needed to diagnose and repair your heating and air conditioning systems. Whether repair or complete mechanical design, we do it all. No job is too big or too small. Meg Mechanical has completed projects as large as U.S. Bank Stadium and will provide the same great service in your home. Visit magmechanical.com or call 612-655-5339. Please remember Mag Mechanical when you have HVAC needs. Mention this ad to receive 1 hour of free service.
Be Resale, clothing, thrift, and consignment store located at 2613 Nicollet Avenue, Minneapolis. Be Resale, where casual, secondhand men and women's clothes are bought, sold, and traded at this easygoing shop. Be Resale. Find jewelry, sunglasses, shoes, hats, purses, pants, shirts, and more. Be Resale, where you can find Native Roots Radio I'm Awake swag.
B-Resale. That's a small b, period.
When we go out to browse for books and grab something to eat, Moon Palace Books is where we go.
This unique bookstore is located at 3032 Minnehaha Avenue in Minneapolis, just minutes from St. Paul.
A great place to find one-of-a-kind books, cards, and great gifts.
Geek Love Cafe at Moon Palace Books has cold-pressed coffee, pizza, salads.
Local, organic, fair trade, vegan, carnivore options.
Beer and wine.
Community performance room.
Great parking.
What are we waiting for? Let's go to
Moon Palace Books, 3032 Minnehaha Avenue, Minneapolis.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Bee Resale Shop, the official Native Roots, my mic is not on.
Yeah, it is.
Swag store, 2613 Nicollet Avenue. Also, J&S Bean Factory, roasted on-site beans a day at a time, 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul.
If anyone can see our shirts, our new shirts, our Resist shirts are at Bee Resale. So if you want to get some more
great
swag
shirts
there, yes, yes, we'll gift you one on your second time here, not the first time. We'll see how you do the first time.
Yeah. Oh, get invited back.
That's right. So hey, I want to really welcome you, Matt Pelican. You're running for your DFL endorsed, which is very important, and candidate for Minnesota Attorney General. I want to just let you go. And then if I have a question, I'm going to raise it, but welcome.
Great. Well, thank you very much for making space for me here on the program. It's a privilege to share this time with you. And just before I jump in, it was on the Endangered Species Act. I was in Zion National Park last year and actually got to see a pair of California condors. Mm-hmm. And it was very special. It's a beautiful part of the world. And growing up as a kid in the 1980s, you know, we thought then even that they might go extinct, and to actually get to see them in the wild was very special. And so thank you for...
Yeah, I'd like to have people and their children and our children and grandchildren to be able to see animals in the wild and not in a zoo in a cage, mm-hmm. or have to read it about it in a book.
Yep.
So
exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, and so, you know, I'm a native of Minnesota. I grew up in Northfield with Paul Wellstone as my hometown hero.
Uh-huh.
I got involved organizing on issues of income inequality, economic justice, environmental protection as a teenager. Went to my first DFL precinct caucus when I was 13 years old and was precinct chair down in Northfield before I could vote. I went all the way across the Cannon River to St. Olaf College for undergrad, and I grew up on the Carleton side. But I went to, I led the college Democrats there, and I organized against the Iraq War. And that's what pulled me further into the political process. And worked for Paul when he was U.S. Senator, worked for Mark Dayton when he was U.S. Senator. I worked for Mike Cerisi, and went on to law school at the University of Minnesota, where I was editor-in-chief of Minnesota Law Review. And then I clerked on the Minnesota Supreme Court for two justices, for Paul Anderson and David Littlehaug.
Wow.
I was in private practice in Minneapolis at Robbins, Kaplan, Miller, and Cerisi for a number of years, until 2016, when I knew I had to join the fight against 45, and quit my job, put everything I owned in storage, and I moved to Ohio. And I helped lead the effort there to fight voter suppression. And we recruited and trained over 3,000 volunteer lawyers to help in Ohio.
Wow.
With the presidential campaign to help with voter registration, help with early vote, help on election day. And then now I'm back in Minneapolis working in private practice at a small firm representing everything from pair of women who faced egregious sexual and racial harassment at a local hospital to a Minnesota-based solar company. It's Mattel PA. It's a great firm and a really good team of people there. And, you know, I'm running for attorney general because I know that we need a strong and progressive attorney general. I woke up literally the day after the presidential election, after 45 won, and I thought, you know, what does this mean for me personally? What does it mean for progressive politics generally? And I realized that as depressing and dispiriting as it felt, as it still can be, to turn on the news, to read what's happening in our world about the Endangered Species Act, about family separation, you know, so many things that are just really dismaying to read, that it's a time that calls for each of us to get more involved in our own capacity, not less. It's so easy with so much negativity to turn away. And if we let those negative emotions win, then 45 and his allies are only going to continue consolidating power. And the wealthy is people in this country that have been taking too much for too long will continue to increase their power and their leverage.
You know, I think one of the, I'd like you to respond to this, one of the things that I've noticed when 45 did take over is the fight started with the attorney generals in different states.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And it was obvious then that we needed attorneys general who were willing to step up. And right here in Minnesota, that we needed to use the full power of that office. And we saw, you know, for instance, the incumbent got a lot of headlines. Minnesota was one of the first states that joined the opposition to the travel ban, and that was the right move. Mm-hmm. But this is an office that has been geared towards getting those headlines and not towards doing the hard work. And so many people don't know, but Minnesota actually dropped its opposition to the travel ban and not only wasn't a party to that litigation, but wasn't even what we call an amicus, wasn't on record opposing the travel ban. And that reflected a long record of everything from a reduction in staff size in the office. The incumbent attorney general has an A-plus rating from the NRA and just last year gutted the background check system in Minnesota, was silent during the fight for marriage equality, has said that she has to defer to the DNR in the important debates on PolyMet and Enbridge Line 3. And I said, you know what? We need all hands on deck. I need to jump in here and make sure that this office can build on a proud legacy of things like the tobacco case of Walter Mondale and Warren Spanis and Skip Humphrey, who changed things not only for Minnesotans, but for people throughout this country. And that's what Minnesota's own attorney general used to be. It's what we need again. And so it's been a great time on the campaign trail. You know, traveling the state, I've been to almost every county in Minnesota. And
how many counties are there?
I believe that there are 89, 87. I should know that.
There's a lot. I don't know that. I don't know that. You could have said 120 and went, oh, wow, that's interesting.
My line is it's a big, beautiful state, and it's a privilege to campaign in every part of it. And, mm-hmm. you know, from right in Minneapolis, which has its own diversity in communities and cultures, through, you know, small towns and the Iron Range and my hometown in Northfield, all the way up to, you know, Grand Marais and Thief River Falls. And again, it's a beautiful state. And the top three issues that we highlight are the economy, the environment, and equal rights. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the economy, it's so important that we get a fair economy, an economy that's actually sharing the benefits with all the people who are working so hard, trying to build security and get ahead for themselves and their kids. And again, for far too long, we've seen too much economic and political power flowing into the hands of too few people. Mm-hmm. And we have to shift the balance of power back into the hands of working people in the middle class to get opportunity and security for students as well as seniors and for consumers and employees. And I think the Attorney General has to be on the front line of enforcing existing consumer protection laws, of combating wage theft, of standing up against the special interests that are rigging the economy. And so that's the number one issue that we highlight. The second is the environment. And I'm happy to talk about that a little bit more in depth after the break, but we have to reject the false choice of sustainable economic development and protecting Minnesota's incredible natural beauty. That has a non-negotiable legacy that we have to pass on to future generations.
Ahoo to that, Pini Gigi. We're going to be right back with Matt Pelican, who's a DFL-endorsed attorney general. We'll be back right after these short messages.
Jay Selby's, an airy plant-based cafe serving up American classics, nestled in the heart of St. Paul in the historic Cathedral Hill neighborhood at 169 Victoria Street. Jay Selby's serves great plant-based food and only plant-based foods where customer service is a priority, great food a tradition, and a comfortable, cool space for like-minded people to gather and enjoy a sustainable, environmentally friendly, and compassionate meal. As the Star Tribune writes, Jay Selby's is an innovative vegan restaurant that does a Spot On Big Mac. It's a good day for good food.
While I'm pregnant, I can keep our baby safe by not drinking, smoking, or using drugs. But how are we going to keep her safe after she's born?
When I grow up, I look forward to dancing in powwows, going to college, and being successful. But I don't want to be one of 3 American Indian women to be raped or sexually assaulted in her lifetime.
As relatives and friends of Native women, it is our responsibility to stand up and speak out for every woman's right to be safe in her home and the community.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
When we go out to browse for books and grab something to eat, Moon Palace Books is where we go.
This unique bookstore is located at 3032 Minnehaha Avenue in Minneapolis, just minutes from St. Paul.
A great place to find one-of-a-kind books, cards, and great gifts.
Geek Love Cafe at Moon Palace Books has cold-pressed coffee, pizza, salads.
Local, organic, fair trade, vegan, carnivore options.
Beer and wine.
Community performance room.
Great parking.
What are we waiting for? Let's go to
Moon Palace Books, 3032 Minnehaha Avenue, Minneapolis.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. 6 unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the 6 locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Today, look for increasing clouds with a high near 80, while tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 61. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high near 81. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. And Tuesday, sunny with a high near 83. The Eat Local Minnesota Restaurant of the Week is Cafe Latte, a gourmet cafeteria with an ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soup. Come try desserts available whole or by the slice on Victoria and Grand in St. Paul, with more details at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice, and Jay Selby's, voted best vegan restaurant by City Pages.
We'll be there tomorrow. I know that. We love Jay Selby's. Hey, I want to, welcome back candidate Matt Pelkin, a DFL-endorsed candidate for Minnesota Attorney General. Matt, really great discussion going on. Let's go where you left off. You were at the second point going on to the third point.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you again for having me. And, I want to leave enough time to really dive into the environment. Such an important issue. And just touch briefly on equal rights, which is the third plank of this campaign. Because there was such focus after 2016 that progressives had to focus exclusively on the economy. And, I said, I never want to be part of a movement or a political party that's ever going to turn its back on people who are still fighting for equal rights in the society. Mm. I grew up as a gay kid in small town Minnesota. My partner is an immigrant from South Africa. So these are personal issues, but they're values issues. As we saw from the Supreme Court the last couple weeks, we have to redouble our efforts to fight to protect reproductive health and choice. So we're seeing with family separation and all of the terrible violent abuses from ICE, we have to stand with immigrant and refugee communities to say that you are welcome here and we will protect you. We have to stand with our Black neighbors and people of color to say that we will fight together to end bias in policing and prosecution. And we have to stand with the queer community to say that we are in this to the end to fight for full equal rights. Mm. So that's an important part of this campaign. And the environment is such an important issue. And I think it's one of the big contrasts between me and some of the other candidates in this race and other Democrats, frankly, because I am the only candidate, I believe, in running for attorney general who has taken a strong, clear position, no to PolyMet, no to Enbridge Line 3. We cannot extract and mine and burn our way to a sustainable economy. And we can do so much environmental damage in the meantime. Abuse of, further abuse of native lands and taking things that don't belong to the state or to these companies. And I think we've seen so often we're told, there won't be a line spill. We know we have all the safety precautions. We promise you it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Then it happens, and often the company's long gone, or they've constructed it in a legal way where they don't have the resources to be held accountable, and it's back on us to do the cleanup after they've turned the profit from taking and exploiting our land and our resources. And so it's so essential that we draw a firm line in the sand and say our environment is something that makes us so proud to be Minnesotan, makes this such a special place, and it is a non-negotiable legacy that has to be passed on to our children and grandchildren.
Yeah, one of the reasons I like to bring up is the reason why we have this show is because we were all Standing Rock people, had been out there, and we would not have this show if it would have went through the original Bismarck area. And they said, we don't want it here. These pipes leak. Send it down river to the natives. And so we wouldn't even be here.
And that touches on an important question. When I met with MN350 this week, the intersectionality, because they don't put the pipeline through Edina.
Right.
They don't put the leaky, terrible, poisoned water in Eden Prairie at Bear Path.
Right.
They put it where the people don't have a voice, don't have the political connections to protect themselves. And so, unfortunately, income inequality, racial injustice are intertwined with environmental exploitation and pollution.
They also do it with the big factory farms, too. They place them in very poor areas of the country where people don't have a voice.
Yep.
And the sludge and the manure and urine is sprayed in a fine mist over the land of these poor people, and they have health issues, asthma.
Yep.
Well, I like too how you brought up the GLBT community, and because for a Native American, we call them Two-Spirit. They're the most important person next to the chief in Native Americans.
Well respected Two-Spirits.
Well, and also the most respected too, like Choka was just saying, that they're caregivers for. There's many reasons, right. But they were the first that the chiefs and the medicine men and the Two-Spirit were the first that they killed.
Yeah, no, I mean there's a strong legacy within many of the Native cultures of supporting it, and a much more open-minded understanding of human nature and the diversity that is part of the beautiful part of human nature. And the last thing I definitely want to make sure that we highlight is the important role that the Attorney General can play in partnering with Minnesota's Native communities, both the tribal nations, but also, urban Native populations, and remembering the diversity that is within Minnesota's Native populations. And the Attorney General needs to have a strong relationship with county attorneys, and to help build that bridge in the work that the county attorneys are doing on criminal justice reform, but also on Native issues. And, just this last legislative session, we tried to have a bill to address the crisis of violence facing Native women, and it didn't get anywhere. I support a commission that has to address that urgent issue. I support pushing the county attorneys to respect the tribal nations in their local communities, and making sure that Minnesota lives up to its commitments in treaties and continuing to build those bridges. And the Attorney General, as the chief lawyer for the state, has some specific legal action that it can take. But also, as Attorney General, it's important for me to just use that platform to advocate, to say, you have an ally, and these are our values, these are our people, and we will always stand in solidarity and have that open door and not close it off. And that's very important to me, again, as a values issue, and just to make sure that our environment has a voice at the Capitol, our Native populations have a voice at the Capitol, and a friend and an ally.
That's awesome. So I think we had the sheriff here, and people don't realize that the Hennepin County Sheriff has a $100 million budget and that they're voted in. And I know, tell us a little bit about the Attorney General and how many people you have under.
Yeah, so the Attorney General right now has about 140 lawyers, down from about 200, and about that many staff again. It's a significant budget, and it's a very important office that has its hands in a lot of different areas of Minnesota's legal and political life. There are five sections, almost 30 subsections. The Attorney General sits on the State Board of Pardons, sits on the State Investment Board, and sits on the State Executive Council. One of the things I've said is that I support divesting Minnesota's pension plans from the fossil fuel industry as a way to make progress in combating climate change. And so the Attorney General affects everything from health licensing to partnership with the county attorneys, to enforcing consumer protection, to standing up against wage theft in the employment sector. And one of the advantages that I have in this campaign is that I'm the only one who's been committed for a year. Everyone else is a relative latecomer, and it's a complex office. And I have by far the most comprehensive vision and plan of how to use every facet of that office to stand for our progressive values, to empower voices that don't have a seat at the table at the Capitol.
I think that's one of the things when I first met you and heard you at the MN350 vetting, I was very impressed, and I know a lot of people were very impressed because they were kind of leaning towards another candidate, and they were like, whoa. Yeah, so
well, thank you. Thank you very much. And because this is such an important office, that it's not just, again, getting the headlines. It's really using all of the tools and the aspects of the office to advance that agenda, to protect our values. I think another thing I mentioned that folks aren't talking about is our fresh water and groundwater and protecting Lake Superior and the Great Lakes, because you know that they're coming for that. And that's a little bit down on the list now, but we have to be working right now to protect those water resources, because it is so valuable. And, you know, the extraction of Minnesota's fresh water would cause substantial environmental degradation. And the last thing I want to mention is, I say, you know, the Attorney General is empowered to represent all Minnesotans. And I think that that comes with a special responsibility to represent people who don't already have great representation, who don't have powerful lawyers on retainer, who don't have special interest lobbyists on speed dial. The Attorney General is there to be the advocate for those people who are still fighting to have that voice at the table and have their interests represented in our important public policy conversations.
Well, I know Curtis is convinced over there. How can we help you? And also give us a website and what we can do.
Great. Well, thank you. I mean, this is a grassroots campaign ahead of the state convention. I was talking to someone who worked for Wellstone for years, and he was remembering on Paul's first convention, and he said the budget was six signs and a roll of tape. And I said, well, we have more than six signs, but this is a grassroots effort. We're not going to go on television. Word of mouth matters. Social media matters. If you like what you're hearing today, please find us on Facebook under Matt Pelican. You can find us at the website www.mattpelican.com. Sign up there and help spread the word. You know, there are a lot of conversations happening online, in person, in neighborhoods. Our message is winning, but it's just getting it out there and fighting against the status quo and money and name ID. And so please sign up online. Please talk to your friends. We will be doing volunteer activities. We're at almost, I think, every parade in the state. It feels like we're doing two today. So,
do you want to say where they are? Even though we have this taped on other stations.
Yeah, we were in Rosemount this morning, and we're going out to Mora tonight. So if you're there, we're going to be in the Mora Kanabic Parade, and then there's a DFL picnic. So check us out online. There's information on the Facebook page about that if you're out west. And then, you know, we'll be around in the metro tomorrow. So Facebook is a great way to engage with the campaign. We put the events up there. Check us out online. That we have. I've seen the other candidates in this race. Our issue pages are more comprehensive. We are talking about the issues. We are going to use the full platform of this office to help people. So I really appreciate the chance to be here today. And check us out online.
Well, that's awesome. We still got a couple minutes here. I think One of the exciting things is for us is that we're going to share this on Facebook Live. We're going to get it out there. We have anywhere from 16,000 people listening to this. So we're the last 45 seconds. Give us your last big pitch here.
The stakes are too high for us to continue to defer to the status quo and establishment politicians. I got into this race a year ago to take on the status quo, and no one else was willing to do it because it was the fight that needed to happen. And we will not make the differences we need in our society. We will not stand up for the people who need it if we only take on the easy fights. I will never back down from a fight. I've stood up to literal bullies in my life and figurative ones. That's the kind of attorney general I'll be. And if you want a true fighter who will always be there for you, I'm the candidate for you.
Let's give the website again and how to help.
MattPelican.com, Matt Pelican on Facebook. Sign up there, attend events, spread the word. It's a grassroots word-of-mouth campaign, and you can make a difference.
Pini Gigi for being here. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. You are just listening to Matt Pelican running for Attorney General of the state of Minnesota. We'll be right back with What Does My Elder Think?
MN350 is a grassroots, volunteer-driven organization fighting for climate justice and a swift transition away from a fossil fuel-based economy. To get involved, visit mn350.org or find us on Facebook at MN350, building a climate movement in Minnesota.
Jay Selby's, an airy plant-based cafe serving up American classics, nestled in the heart of St. Paul in the historic Cathedral Hill neighborhood at 169 Victoria Street. Jay Selby's serves great plant-based food and only plant-based foods where customer service is a priority, great food a tradition, and a comfortable, cool space for like-minded people to gather and enjoy a sustainable, environmentally friendly, and compassionate meal. As the Star Tribune writes, Jay Selby's is an innovative vegan restaurant that does a spot-on Big Mac. It's a good day for good food.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Genocide, lost language, rape, isolation, forced assimilation, colonization, assault, disease and torture, school, lost sexual family, abuse, relocation, lost allotments, customs, reservation. Hate,
fear. History has taken its toll on our families. Our fathers and grandfathers, our mothers, our grandmothers, they didn't deserve to be raped and abused. I don't deserve to be raped and abused. Today I walk with pride. I'm reclaiming my body, my heritage, and traditional customs that value all living things. I'm learning healthy boundaries, and I stand with Minnesota Indian women to end sexual violence. Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
Wow. Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakanja Hade, Distant Thunder.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Mag Mechanical, providing professional, on time, on budget HVAC services, and Ho-Chunk Nation, the people of the Sacred Voice.
Hey, did we mention our bookstore?
We're going to mention our bookstore.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Right on. You'll be mentioning it, right?
Yes, sir. Okay, yes, good. Sir.
All right. So it's a secret to everybody
now. It's a secret now.
Because we can't say what it is. Oh. Hey, welcome, Choka. This is my favorite part of the show. Well, maybe not after that last guest.
Oh, he was good.
The second favorite part of the show. This is What Does My Elder Think? And this is my Choka. Please introduce yourself and go for it.
Aho, Pina Giga Chuske. My name is Maske Hanajinga. I walk on a white clouds. My name is Curtis West, and I got to say hi to baby girl as usual, you know, like that,
Kim,
you know.
But
hey, I have a few things too I got to say today. But I want to say ha-ho and to all my family and relatives and friends and Four Directions. You know, I pray all is well. You know, I feel really good today, and one thing I got today is I got a couple gifts. I got a nice T-shirt and a couple of nice T-shirts, and wow.
Where can we get those?
I guess we can get them over at B
Resale.
But anyhow, thank
That's
you.
That's located at 2613 Nicollet Avenue, Minneapolis.
The good stuff.
The good stuff, man. All the bling. But anyway, like I said, one of my T-shirts I got today was the 50th anniversary of American Indian Movement. I'm a proud member.
You know,
and I got me a nice shirt. So when I go into the birthdays, I got to give a shout out to Debbie McShane. They call her the Prez up there for the Montana chapter of American Indian Movement. So happy birthday, Deb. I know you're listening out there. So.
Hey.
And the other one we're going to give a shout out to is DJ Lone Wolf. You know, he wears the Awake T-shirt at all his events. So we're going to say, hey, that way. But happy birthday. But the big one that he's coming up in a day or two is a good friend and my brother and my Chushke, my nephew, and everything to me is Barry Hand. His birthday is coming up, man. So happy birthday, Barry.
We miss you, Barry.
Yeah, we do. Another one that's a good family friend of ours. You know, he's a pastor, and his name is Tom Volterra Jr. So his birthday is today, and so I'm going to say happy birthday to him because he means a lot to our family. Mm. And you know what? We always got to look after the elders. So Valerie Bartlett, and we're going to say happy birthday to Marguerite White Eagle, Ralph Snake, and we got to give a shout-out to my grandson Parker, man. He took MVP and he took a championship, so I know he's listening today, but he's up on the lake catching some fish. So anyhow, so I'm going to say it like that. And then another brother of ours that we have to give shout-out specials to is James Cross again, you know. Mm-hmm. And the other one we want to give a shout-out to is, I call her my daughter, Crystal Moose. And one of her daughters is in the hospital, so we asked for all the prayer warriors to go ahead and send some prayers out for her, you know. So,
yeah, we miss you, Crystal.
Yeah, we do. And they we got some events, and but anyway, on July 31st, you know, it's from 3 to 7. It's up there. They call it up there the Bemidji 350 meeting, and it's up at the Rail River Folk School at 303 Railroad Street North Bemidji. And they're out there to protect Mother Earth and stop that ugly Line 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one that we got coming up is August 4th. It's Let's All Play Lacrosse. It's from 10 to 4 out Dakota Mission Park, 401 East 103rd Street in Bloomington. You know, it's members of the Twin City Native Lacrosse. They will be doing a language of the Dakota and the Ho-Chunk Nation, teaching them lessons. Then the youth and the adult will go out and play the wooden sticks game out there. So. Come on out and check it out, you know. And then on Sunday, August 5th, from I guess it's from 8 to 11, it's a stop 3 over at, this is where the secret came up. It's a it's a hip-hop, a hardcore, and helping hand at the Moon Palace Books.
We love that place.
It's an independent bookstore, new and used, 3032 Minnehaha Avenue in Minneapolis.
Did you do that by heart?
Oh, man, it's a great, they're a great place, and come on out and support our brother Thomas X and three other native hip-hop artists will be out there. And,
big fundraiser for Line 3.
Yep, and tickets are from $6 to $10, but if you want to, you know, they say take 6 to 10, but if you can't pay it, that's okay. If you can give more, that'll be great. But that's coming down like that. And then we want to say ho-ho to that successful Minnesota youth gathering.
Yes.
And I guess Matryoshka was saying that there was thousands out there, and it was really nice. So
a couple politicians, Peggy Flanagan and the governor were there.
Hey, it's a big deal. You know?
Some of my students were there. And, I saw the Facebook pictures. I was in Black River Falls, so I couldn't go.
And then we got one more thing on event coming up. We're going to keep talking about this. This one's coming up on August 17th. It's out there at the Mystic Lake Casino out there, the Minnedonkton Sioux Tribe. They're powwow down there. And come on down and go around that drum with Robert, and, you know.
Yeah, that's right. And especially go there. And that's one of the biggest powwows around.
It is, and they said it come and enjoy the traditional dancing, the music, and traditional food, and you know, come on down, and like I said, you know, everybody's welcome.
You don't have to be one cheek.
No, everybody is welcome. You know.
You know, not to. I know we mentioned this last week, but again, there was a nice piece on Aldemac about Bancroft, the photographer, American Indian.
Yeah, and you know, like I was saying, it was sad that I ran out of time last week to mention him, but the man photographed, you know, all these events, everything that went on with AIM, he was there, and he photographed, you know, always true, always facts.
Yeah, and he never made money off it.
No, he never asked for money.
And he was welcome too. He was Caucasian too, and he was welcomed. He wanted to help, and they said, "You take pictures. That's how you can help."
And they said about that Mr. Bancroft. They said that, you know, he was welcomed in, and they would feed him and make sure he was safe on every event that he did. And he always asked to for permission to take a picture. You know, that's something that you have to do, you know.
Uh-huh.
You just can't go in there and start photographing people or events and stuff like that. And they understood that. He understood respect that when he did that, you have to go up there and say, "Can I do this?" and get the okay.
And they have a book that was published, I think, in 2015, We Are Still Here, that with all his photographs from the American Indian Movement and the survival schools, and
they're all classics.
They are, definitely. Pini Gigi Choka, for all you do for us. I would like to end with these thoughts. You have been listening. If you've been listening to this show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coop Crow, "The ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the ground of our ancestors. We need to divest, resist, join a group, run for office." You've been listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm awake. I've been your host, Robert Pilot. The revolution is kicking into high gear. I would like to thank our listening audience and our studio audience. Pini Gigi to our guest, Mr. Pelican, Matt Pelican, running for Attorney General, and Wendy Pilot, Choka Curtis. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance. We are still here. We are the seventh generation.
We are awake.
Thanks, Sam.